Actually, you have the final chelik of the Azharis, whatever you want to call it, of Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael. So he calls our council again, and he said, "Hinuch Hashoyich Mavistecha Vekomo Mezeh Vezonach El Heim Echaretz." It's going to come a matzav where Klal Yisrael once again be able to Vezoyah. Neif has Pisa Shagat Ito. Vechor Api Bayom Abu Vazavtim Vistat Upanimehem. I'll leave them and be master my face. Vehoi Alecho Umetzor Rabbis Rois Rabbis Vitzaris. Vehoma Bayom Abu Halei Al Keino Akai Bekir Mitzunayar Ezeinu. So Klal Yisrael is going to respond that it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not in Klal Yisrael, that's why they had this Torah. So it says again, V'nechi haste aske ben ha-remohu. I want to hide myself doubly. Al kol ha-rosh ha-osa, kifarav im-acheru. So, first of all, what did Klal Yisrael do wrong? I mean, they responded exactly the way they were supposed to respond. They said, that's the tachlis of the Yisurim, and that's the tachlis of the Teichacha. That, so, what's wrong? I mean, they said, like, it's mashma kilu, v'nechi haste aste panavimahu. I'll doubly hide myself because of it. What did they do wrong? Then it says, so what is the Eitza? V'ato kisvu lechem es ha-shir ha-zois in the Yisrael. You'll write this shir, which is shir as hazinu, and that will help Klal Yisrael. V'hoyer kisim tzona iso reos rabbis v'tzores v'on sa shir ha-zois l'fan of la'eid v'zishorim pizarro and so on. I mean, what if people were not affected by Parshas Kisova, by the Teichacha, and people were not affected by the Teichacha itself, so what is Parshas Hazinu Moisif? I mean, Parshas, the Teichacha is the most open and frightening part of the Zinyan. I mean, Hazinu is very veiled and hidden. It's a sheer of sorts. And I mean, what is the person who's spoiled from in Hazinu if he doesn't have it there? Where is Hazinu going to help the person if the Teichachas and the Klalas and before didn't help? Secondly, the whole Musik, I mean, you're talking about a passion, which is Teichacha, I don't know, a look at things. I mean, why is Parshas Hazinu called a Shira? I mean, technically it's a Shira because it's written like a Shira. It's written in a Tzura of Shira. Levein Agav Levein, it's not Levein Agav Levein, it's different than the other Shiras. But still, Hagufa, the fact that the Torah was mitzvah to write like a Shira means that it has a Shem Shira. And the Shem is, what in the Torah, it's not a Simcha thing like a Yashir. I mean, all the Shiras that we had until now are there called Bituyim of Simcha. As Yashir, you have the Shira on the Be'er, you have the Shirim in the Nevuah, Dvayah, the David, there's all Shirim where a person expresses Simcha and Yitzchak and Yeshua and so on. The Shira Sazinu is a Musik Teichacha, whether it's going on Klal Yisrael, going to Mesayim, whatever it is, it's still David Musik Teichacha. My Indian Shir to this. The lashon of the answer is a strange lashon. What does it mean? The shir will answer. I mean, the answer shir is the fun of la'eid. What does it mean? It'll reply. What is the word? The what? It's replying to what? What's the? There's a lashon sifri. The sifri says that gedol shira, that the godliness of Hazinu is it has me'ahava, me'achshav, me'osid. It has all the matzav of Klal Yisrael, what was, what is, what will be. I mean, the whole Torah is like that. The whole Torah has in itself what happened to Klal Yisrael, what will happen to Klal Yisrael. What's the spineless of this shir that he says, that the Sifri says the shir is gevaldic because it has everything. It has the past Klal Yisrael, the future Klal Yisrael, the present Klal Yisrael, has the times of Simcha Binyan and the times of Tzar and Tzara. I mean, Michael Mashmalan. We could call it a Kula like that. I mean, that's all the Torah has, different times and tekufas and so on. What's the Yichud Yishir? Okay, so let's go to an Indian that's a Gemara that's Betzim. It's now Masechta. It says it's in Yaradayim Masechta. Gemara says in Yuma, but Mishanital Ha'arim, Mokim Hayasham, and this Mokim, it's called Avishasiyah, and that's where the Masechta Dam. So the Gemara is done whether it's a raya from here that the Oren was nitl b'shevi or not nitl b'shevi. And the Gemara says the most maskana is that on all the kelim to enforce a pasuk, it says that all the kelim went b'shevi and all the kelim were taken to bevel that, and all the kelim went to golus. The Oren is machlekes. And the list of Kim Tech Ulushem Shumichal, which seems to stay as the maskana, so called Gemara, is that the Oren was not Nikomim Koimai, but it was Nignas. It was Nignas. Remember, it was a pasuk, that the Oren is different than it was Nignas. There's something very, very umrik over here, that this machlekes. Or better yet, it seems to be the maskana. I mean, the Gemara brings a maisa the koyin echad she hates it. He saw an even echad al shalei b'mayma, and he was going to call his chaveri. And before he's able to call his chaveri, then all of a sudden he died. And they said that you do it. That was the makom where the iron was nignas. What's the pshat in this in this distinction? All kelim went to Shevi b'Masoilam. The iron was nignas and so the Gemara says it's a makom. The Gemara gives a makom to eight, so whatever, but well, not important. You have to understand something. The Beis Hamikdash was a makom v'ashuas hashchina, and the makom where there was giluyim of everything ruchni in the world. That was the Beis Hamikdash was an oitzer on every type of gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was a gili of Mizbeach, and a gili of Kiyor, and there was a gili of Menorah, and a gili of Mizbeach HaKadosh. Every, and Shulchan, the Marshal. Okay, what does it mean there was a gili of Shulchan? Shulchan, the Chazal say, is Keneged Parnasa, Keneged Ashiris Parnasa. It meant that in the Mokim HaMikdash, It's like they have sometimes they have these telephones or these machines that are made of clear plastic, and you can see all the parts inside how they work. The Mokum HaMikdash was a Mokum where you saw the hashpah of Lechem to the world. You heard and saw how the hashpah of Parnassah went down to the world. It was a Mokum where you saw how Chalavim and Dam became Nis'Allah and Michlal in Mechash Shemayim. All of the Inyanim of the Mikdash was that the Inyanim, the Teichen Ruchni of the world was transparent, and the person that had a minimal amount of Kalim, personal Kalim, was able to the hell to see it, to be Teifus, but that was the, it was a Mokum to Liris and Liris and so on. When the Goyim came, the Goyim came and took it away. When they took it away, b'shevi, it means that those inyanim are not available to us, period. They were nishba, and the churban is that they became kelim for inyanim tumah. The same menorah that was mayor, became nichlan the malchus choshech of Reina. The same shulchan that was mashpia toiv on Klal Yisrael became whatever umma to mashpia brach and toiv on them, and we don't have it. So the kelim, all the kelim in the Beis Hamikdash, all the inyan of Beis Hamikdash went b'shevi, and b'shevi means that they're meshubit to another koyach. Tuchus reinus. When something is b'shevi, I don't have it, and the other person has use of it. So that whole mareches of ruchnius broke away from Klal Yisrael. It's inaccessible to Klal Yisrael until Yovei Shilei v'yikas amim, until Moshiach comes and it takes the amim, and it says Aftocha that Mincha Yeshivu, that Esav is going to give back to Yaakov all the we took from him. Mincha Yavi Leinem, Mincha Yeshivu Nem, it says in Medrash, that they're going to give back all those inyanim. And those inyanim, until that time, not only are they gone from us, but they're b'shevi u'misayla. Rem is l'gavah. One sec. Except, there's one inyan one Indian did not go to Misraelim, and it became Arab, it became Nignaz over here. Nignaz means two things. First of all, Misraelim never laid a hand on it, and secondly, we have it. It's just that you have to dig very deep to get to it. It's not the Goli, it's the Hesle. And that's the Oren. The Oren is the only Kli, and it's the Kli that did not go B'Shevi, it's the Kli that stayed by us, and it went into a Gneza that's inaccessible. You can't be Megalit, but because Gneza, you can be Zerig Leisim Mokim. The teichin of the iron is Torah. It's the Shiva Luchas, Shiva Luchas. Oh. You find the Moshel, a very interesting nafkimina. In Inyoni Aveda, there's a klal shulch oroch, ha'huva nasa snua, the Moshel. The obvious used to be makriv on a mizbeach, on a mateva. As soon as the Mizraelim took it, it says Ahuva Nasa Snua, and we can't. In Meir Avos it was Ahuva because it was Miyuchet for Klal Yisrael, and today it's a Snua because since the Mizraelim do it, it became Mukta to Klal Yisrael. In other words, it's a Mahalach of Shevi where it was taken over by the Mizraelim, and we don't have it, and they have it. Tfilah B'Pishut Yadayim. Tfilah B'Pishut Yadayim is a big Inyan. It says it by Moshe Rabbeinu's Aspara Pishut Yadayim. It says in the whole Zaya is filled with a Melitza. I Romis Yodim Bitzlusa. I pick up my hands Bitzfila. I Romis Yadayim was a Tzura of Tfila that is from the Tzuras of Tfila the Etzim. So I think it's a Kirei Rav. So one of the Sikhem Shavarach says that the reason why we don't do today, why we're not misspelled with Pishut Yadayim, or why it's also to be misspelled by Ramis Yadayim, is because since the Goyim took it over, that became the Tzuras Tefillah for the Goyim. So the same cloud of Ahuva and Asa Snua, it became sonic, so it went Peshevi to the Misraelim. V'chayina, a lot of small minhagim and things, they're different minhagim, Erev Rosh Hashanah. It says that there's a Inyan to eat before Leis HaShachar, because the Mesayilim made the Erev Chayim Tetzayim. In Inyanei Aveda, whatever went into Shevi V'Mesayilim, we lost out as well. In Torah, first of all, the fact that the Mesayilim latched onto Torah Shemiksav is not Megareah from Torah. But more than that, it says that the Ikar Torah that was a Krisus Berus with Klal Yisrael was Torah Shebal Peh. Al Pi HaTorah is the marker that it's Torah Shebal Peh, the Krisus Berus has become Torah Shebal Peh. And the Mela and Torah Shebal Peh, Umas Ha'ilim don't have it. They just don't have it. It's not a question of not only not believing it, not they don't have a Tfisa, they don't have a Saga, they have zero Sheikhs to it. So in Chelik of Torah, what stayed over was it was Nignas. It's difficult for us to be Masik Shmaitz Lebedochasa to the Asir Torah Shtakach that there won't be Halachibur, Mishabur, Makamechab. But the Etziminyan is A, it never goes to Misraelim, and B, it's Gonos for us, and we can have some Sheikhs, the Torah is the Gneza Shabbat. That's the distinction you see. Until Parshas Vayelech, everything is begoli. This haste, there's Nevuah, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, and he said, Divrei Musa, Divrei Techacha, and so on. That is what was going to learn. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, And like Ramban says in Moshe, that these are two, that the two techachas, b'chukaisai and gesovei, is connected by Yisusha and by Yisheni. In each one of these batim, there was a kilui shechina. In the first bias, there was a tremendous kilui shechina with all the kli avoda. In the second bias, there was a toning down of a kilui shechina. But it was there. I mean, it was a makam aveda. We had the kelim, we had other kelim, we had kelim, and there was a hemshich of inyani aveda regarding. And that's what they're both techachas. Techachas are both parshas guluyos. of inyanim. If you do this, this will happen. If you do this, this will happen. It's a very clear and straightforward exposition of this is what you. If you do this, this is what will happen, and if you don't do this, this is what will happen. Then Moshe Rabbeinu is chosim, and he says there's one more stage that's much worse than all these stages, and that is hestapanim. And hestapanim, it means that you don't even see the cause and effect. And by Yisrishim, by Yisheni, the cause and effect was very clear, was very pashut, and it was, the Metzius was going, there was a Yitzhar, 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 there was of Golas Eden, Moshe Rabbeinu says that the Chora Api Bayoim Ahu Vazaftim Vistarti Paramehem. The Omer Bayoim Ahu Haloi Ki Eina Rekai Bekirbi Mitzuni Rosa Eila. The Sora is they're going to say Ki Eina Rekai Bekirbi. And that's where the Chisor lies. It's a Pshis Chavot. A person, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu recedes from the horizon, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Megala himself, so the Shaitan runs all over looking for him, and he's not going to find him. The one place where he'll find him is Bekirbo. And if he says ki eino lekai bekirbi, then he stopped any hechatimtza of finding him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't run off. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nignas, and the eitzer for finding him is by tapping in. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the onus for that is, and like always, the onus always follows along the chet. There's going to be a hester b'tei chester. A hester b'tei chester means when you hide something in your pocket, so sometimes there's a bulge outside, a telltale bulge that shows that there's something there. So the etzem chayfetz is behester, but the hester itself, the fact that something's hidden in the pocket, is going to become is known. So it's a hester, but hester asta means I will hide the hiding. If you look at the top, the person's tucked it in so well, you look at the jacket, it looks smooth. There's nothing there. You don't even see that something's hidden. It says, Kilo Zelu Maseh. Until then, there was a mocker, there was an oven in Bazara that was out of place. You could tell there was something there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would put the oven back in place, and you couldn't tell there was something there. And that's the Neiros, that's a Zelu Maseh for saying Ke'ir Alakai B'Kirbi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Klal Yisrael a Shira. A Shira is a Dibur that is called Kulei Gnisa. When a person says something, the first thing is, let's take the word Shira Kipshutai, and let's take the difference of Shira and Dibur Kipshutai. When a person says something, there's a Pirush HaPashut to what he says, and the surface value is surface value. And then a person might have a hidden agenda, he might hint at something, he might be hiding something. It's possible to have another layer, it's possible not, or you could just very simply say what he said and that's it. Shira is kol kulei the toichin and not the words. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu recast the Divrei Torah and Teichacha into a Shira, which means it's a Tzura where the Gemizah is the Teichin and the surface is not the Teichin. I mean, that's the Pshat and that's in the binyan of the Shira and Ksiva Sefer Torah, where the Tzuriach Agav Levana, Levana Agav Levana, all the different Ifanim. The main thing is it's a binyan that builds itself on the Hester. Shira is built on spaces. Divrei Torah is built on the Dvarim themselves. You write, and you keep writing line after line, and what you wrote is what you wrote. That's it. And then there's also at the end of a parasha. A Shira, the Ksiva includes the Chelik, which is not written, which is sometimes more than Chelik that is written, depending on the Tzura of the Shira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Torah to Klal Yisrael that is Torah's Hester. And without, it's a Torah that unless a person is misamikirit, the person has nothing from it. It's a meaningless shiva. Kisova, you can read the words, and as they, and just type them, they mean something. Hazimu, reading the words don't tell you anything. Unless a person forces himself to be chayfer for mamakim, to understand that the person, there's nothing there. They whoops, words and things. The minor of that is on the other side. There's a tremendous inyan that you have in this type of Torah that you don't have other type of Torah. In a Torah that's totally in the pshuta of the world, that's solely on the surface. So it's not shayach to have everything in it, because there's a gvul to how much a person can write and say. I mean, everything is mutable. Words, Torah has a gvul, and you can't give an ein sof Torah. And therefore, so aruka mina eretz midot. Fine, it's longer than eretz, but it has to come to an end at some point. So rachvus, all those in yonim have a certain midah that you have to give it a gvul at some place. But if you build la'imik, if you build in the Gnezes HaDvarim, so the things have no end to it. The imik is measured with Tahaim. Tahaim has no safe, and imik has no safe. In Gnezes, you can be Gnezes in safe Dvarim. The Shira is the place, that's what the Sefri says. The Shira is the place where if you can include everything. In Torah you can't include everything, because you can't include Belisayf Dvarim. The Shira reads itself again and again, the Gneza, one level after another, after another level, in safe levels of Gneza. The mid of Kula Ispe, the mid that it has yesterday and today and tomorrow, and Binyana of Shalvasan of Israel, Chuban of Israel, is only Shaykh and Shira. Everything else is an incomplete picture, because the whole picture is Beligvu, and the picture and the picture Gilokar is Beligvu. When you're dealing with Shira, when you're dealing with Gnuzes, then it's really safe. Hafeichba, the Kulaba, is Adrab. I mean, it's so wonderful that Mishnah, because it's Kulaba, therefore you can only do it by Hafeichba. If it wouldn't be Kulaba, so then the Dvarim stand as they are, and that's it. There's no need for the Baal Torah in its Kolis is also called a Shira, and Torah on a different level is Kol Shira and Kol Gneza. So since it's Afeich, since it's Kulaba, Baal Kolchach, it lies in Afeichba. That's where the Inyan lies. It says by Yitzchak, I mean the Maisa of a similar Banim, Avraham Avinu dug the Eirus, and the Plishtim came and they were chasing them. So Yitzchak didn't run off and dig other Beirus. He dug deeper in the same Beirus and took out the offer. The Mahalach in Avodah is not that there's a need for new Be'er, but the Mahalach in Avodah is that the same Be'er, if you re-dig it and dig deeper, you'll get to a Mokum, to a Mayim Le'achsav. This Mahalach is a Mahalach that's so hefech to our Metzius that it's precious. It's something we don't have a tefis in. And people want to, a person wants to be in this era. So Re'ei ma bein our day to 2 days ago, 3 days ago, Rabbi Yisrael Salantes, today the Marshal, if a person wants to be in this era, so you come along with a new story, a new Gevalik story that no one ever heard before. And as soon as it's out on tape, it's already not good. It's in the junkyard. And you need an even more fantastic story to admire you. And something more fantabulous, something more, it's, you haven't finished, Abbasai Ben Shineyam, you haven't finished going over this, and you need something, a higher kick. I have love of talks like drugs. Your kick lasts one shot, and then you need something more exciting, something more interesting. 2-3 days ago, Rav Sofer came along with a problem. That Klai Yisrael is dry. There's no feeling, or there's no hagosh in the mitzvahs. So where is this Eitzah Yehutzah? To sit down, to take a Maima Chazal, and to say it over and over and over again to yourself. But that was Limra Musa. Limra Musa was not Fancy Shmuzin, not anything. It was simply saying over the same Maima Chazal, sitting in a setting that's conducive, quiet, without distractions, with no one interacting with you, and in a Beis HaMusa, and you sit and say over Maima Chazal till you feel it breaks down. It breaks down the Atimus Aleif. The service is not outside. The service is inside. The person doesn't need to be. It's not shayach that a person's hargashas and a person's understandings should be fed by new stuff. Because like everything, it's impossible. You can't keep satisfying an appetite because you just run out of material. And the fact that you always need bigger, stronger, and secondly. Because it's just not there. That's not what Torah. The Torah did not go there. Leme ivayam and leme shemayim. It didn't go not up and not down. Not far. It withdrew to within the pneumius of the divine. And if a person is building, so again, every so often a person needs a jump start. A person needs is chachos. Say fine. But where's the focus of Veda? If a person, someone was once telling me, see, you know, this one, it wasn't interesting, let's try a different sentence, what's else? You'll never find anything interesting. The only way that's interesting is if you sit down and you decide to tackle it. You decide to take it, to hazard, to think about it, to take it apart. The interest will lie inside. I mean, the interior itself, you see, we were zeicher to gilui min hashemayim because we're doy ani. Reb Chaim came along as mechadish that the teretz lies in the kasha, not outside the kasha. I mean, it's not some mikra it says that there'll be an increase of chachma. It's not just another nimalach. It's a whole shinui in understanding that you don't need to look at another place to find the terrace for this place. That if you think over the kasha again and again and again, in the kasha itself you're going to understand the terrace. Rabbeinu de Maral, who was Megale Inayim, who was Meir Inayim to us in our goddess, showed that in the most puzzling agada, if the answer doesn't lie by stelling to some weite zustel, some far-fetched thing, some chap, some chrifes, the answer lies in thinking over and over and over, getting into the mind of Chazal till you crack open and get the pnimius and the teichen of it. I mean, people, and again, this is one of the terusim that the Velt makes it's a hefach from the Mechuvim. It says in the Zaya that B'dein Sifra Yavkin Yisrael Megalusa, that with the Sefer Zaya, Christ is going to go out of the Golis. So, the people whose Havar is hefach, Hefech B'Yam said, "Oh, Seif Azeh is our goddess, so everybody should be Kivya Storm in Zeah, Noshim, Anoshim, Taf, Umisailam, Barachayim, everybody knows Zeah and a goddess." What does it mean, the Seif Azeh? It's more holy than Seif Torah. What does it mean that with the Seif don't go out? The Torah says, Reb Shimei Echoi's Gilu was that the Geula lies not without but within. The answer lies not because you'll find something new outside, but the seed that's not in the Torah. All the Ma'amar and the Zohar are all written the seed of this pasuk. The seed of this pasuk. It's all shalzach tzu to psukim that this is the Torah in this pasuk. The dafeich ba vafeich ba dekulu ba is the gilur shem yechay. It's adarabe. Reb Shimei Yechay's memory is that this dein sefer means because this is the beginning. Of the Mahalach of Chachma, were you able, were you misamik in what's there, and you take out the teichim, and that becomes and that becomes the nuchiyas of Torah. I mean, it's the very machshuchim. It's the same as Shimon Yochai. The same Shimon Yochai who says that the gneiza of Torah is that the Oren was not Mishka but was Nigmas, is the same as Shimon Yochai that was Megala the gneiza of Torah. And it's not an accident. The two mamorim are hainu hach. If Torah went begneiza, so that means that the emes of Torah you have to look by being misalik, by being misyageah, by getting into the heart of anything. And it's the chumah though, because people think that his ayurus, the havana, the yidia will be by finding something new, and it's not going to happen. Again, once in a while, a person needs a dry chiddush. Why doesn't a person who's a bal nefesh, is nisayir from the divarim themselves? There's a maimer. It's a gemara. It's two places. It's a medrash. It's a gemara, and it says that I don't know who it is. That he heard a reichel go by. And he said, and the reichel said, "Man boy chayim, man boy chayim." And he told him, and he said, "I want it." You know, so he told him, "Mi yish achafetz chayim, tzor hashem chamira." So he said, "You know, kol yom I knew this pasuk, leidan arhechun upashit." The gevaldike spirus was in the pshutah shel dvarim to the herit. Certainly, the stuff is dry to us. Certainly, not the pshutish of them is dry. The shallowness of it is dry. But what we're talking about is that everything disappeared, including the yefi of Torah b'chitzon yusa. Some we lost big chelke avoda, and that went into Shevi. And we're not going to have it back. Ad Yavar Yishulei. They're gone from us. Torah is also gone from us. But it didn't go Me'evayam. It didn't go Vashemayim. It disappeared to within sight. And it means that unless a person feels he's working hard and cracking his head on the Gemara, he's not going to have Torah on the Pshuto Shel Torah. Unless a person cracks his mind and Agadus, he's not going to have the teichin of Agadata, which is to be makir mishabara mishallah v'yayilam. If a person is not misamik on divrei, again, I could call it Agadah, maybe the libo, he's not going to have the yoifi of it. I mean, this role is mechadish, that the only way to get to the heart, meaning where they should open up some sort of teichin of Torah to a person, is if the person goes, digs again and digs again and digs again. Let a person, we don't know what it means to sit and to chew on something and chew on something till we have the neshama of it. I was somewhere with Reb Nachum, he was standing. I went over to Chavrusa, this was the first night I was in Shiva. Chavrusa was a Chashvi Bacha. And he went over, it was night said, he went over and told him the Svara. He told him the Shiltai, the Stash of Tari, he said, Kashim, then it was Mamet Seer, then he told him the Svara. And Reb Nachum's face lit up. And he was holding on to the Svara shop. I remember I had the picture in front of me. And his face was beaming like a malach. A chedvus of the Shmaitzer. And he closed his eyes and started tveiching zich in the Svara. And my chavrusa started pushing him, started going, and we see that, so he lifted his hand, like stop. And he stood there for a few minutes, just absorbing the smell itself. And then like, he sort of landed, he said, good, so what do you want to be, mamsha? Ah, you want to talk to this, good, this, that, whatever it was. It's true in Torah, and it's true in the other Yadim. For a person to be misoyer, for my mechazal, you know, it, So you can say it, and maybe the first time you heard it, you know, say it. The fifth time, it's a joke. You could even make a new song out of it. It has a meaningless to a person. Let a person stand by himself in a place with nobody around, no chaver around, with no one else. Let a person take an hour to walk on a trail, stand by a pond, and think about it, that day after day, that whatever he works for and whatever he does, it's just going to close down and dry down. Let a person go through it, imagine it, think about it, think about the implications as life is slipping by, how meaningful are the things that he worked for, how important. Let a person think about it. The very pshut and b'yosa, but away from people, away from chevra, away from distractions. Let a person, the longer a person will dwell on it, the longer a person think of it, the more it will open up in him. It's not out there. No one is going to be ma'ir you. You're going to have to dig down and be ma'ir. There's no time. The minute you find it, it's too late to tell it to a friend of yours. That's what it says about the Kayin. The Kayin that saw the Makam bin Nazim got to home base, and there was no one else you could tell it to anymore. There's those Gnazim that a person finds are only in him. In Dover Reiku, it says, and this in my Pasha, in Dover Reiku, Mikamu Reik, if a person finds emptiness in Torah, it's because he's empty, because the person hasn't touched base with himself. But if words of Torah don't speak to a person, if words of Tefillah, if Divrei Musa, if Divrei Yofi don't speak to a person, it's because the person himself is just living on the top, on the surface. The chesima of Torah is that the comet kufa when divrei Torah on the surface will disappear. There's going to become a genizas olam, and everything that we had until now will disappear. And if you look for it, and you look for it, you're not going to find it. And the problem is because you say ein elokai b'kirbi. Inside is not to look for because I feel pissed. So it can't be that I have something inside me. So I'm going to look for it in Tzofin and in Derem and in Mizrach and in Ma'ariv, and it's not going to be there. It's not going to be b'shamayim. It's not going to be v'yam. The answer is hasta asta. You're looking in the wrong place. Focus inwards. Sit down and talk to yourself. Talk to yourself. Picture something. I mean, it was all suggested with the nigun. Keep digging until you get to something. It can't be that down deep there's no neshama. And the fact is that the tkufa is misugal. I mean, Yom Kippur is the one place where even where the Kli Avedi disappeared, it was still. I mean, you couldn't bring a mizbeach when there's no. You couldn't bring a carbon when there's no mizbeach. You couldn't do Avedi when there's no Kli Avedi. But there was a makrim in the Mikdash where even after Torah was nignas, there was sayach aveda. Aveda shem kippurim, the lefnai v'lefnim, because lefnai v'lefnim deals with the base gnozim of the world. So the fact that the things are not there b'chitzon yusam is not such a mafriya. In the base gnozim, it's shayach to touch a makrim gnozim by a person also. The school of Yom Kippur is that Aveda, the one time the Aveda was Lefnai Lefnim, that it's Shayach, that if a person is Misamik, that even then he can dig in the Mokrim with his base Gnozim and find that Mekor Chayim, like it says, there was a Nachal, there was Yitzim, with his Kodesh Radoshim, there will be Yitzim Radoshim. He finds that Mekuda, if he digs deep enough, that Mekuda of Nachal will start again in a person, and it will flow, like it says in Chazal from Yisra Mikdash, until it's Mashke, the entire Torah Sadeh.